Go from a fan of the show to star of the show. Send us your opinions now, and they could be discussed live on today's show. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. It is Thursday, June the 11th, my dad's birthday. Whoa. Welcome to the show, everybody. And to Canadian sports fans around the world, those that may be listening live at rodpeterson.com/listenlive, Facebook Live or Game Plus TV Network. I'm your host, Rod, and he is your co-host, Dupes. How are you?
I'm good.
You've been duped lately?
Feel like the last 15 minutes, but other than that.
Oh, how about this? Alan the intern brings in donuts, and Paul tells him that I don't need him because I'm fat.
I didn't say fat.
Well, you didn't say it, but that's what I heard. That's how my day started. How's that for you?
Yeah.
Thanks, Alan the intern. Appreciate it. Today's going to be a lot of fun. I guess breaking news today. You must have got all the notifications that have come over our phones.
Yeah.
Let me go through it here. From every single notification known to man, from Bleacher Report, TSN, Sportsnet, breaking news, NHL training camps to open on July 10th. July 10th. Yeah. And I'm not the smartest guy in the world. That's been proven. So I don't know if it's phase two, phase three, phase whatever. But this sounds very clear to me that training camps are opening July 10th. This has usurped all of the Quick Six show topics, right? This is breaking news today. Or at least that's the sense that I got when I got the notification. Yeah. Like, we're playing.
It's big. That's a big deal. When you have a start date for training camps and, that's less than a month away, that's pretty good. They're playing. That just leads me to believe that they're playing. Now, obviously, setbacks can happen between now and then, so don't just rubber stamp it, cancel all your plans, but they're playing, and that's exciting.
It's a good day for a couple of the guests that we've got on. Actually, all of them now that I think about it. But we've got a Hockey Hall of Famer, Chris Pronger, joining us from South Florida. So they're not going to be in the – are they in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they are playing the Islanders.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah, well, we can talk to Chris Pronger about that. A lot of things to talk about. Pat in Winnipeg, she's up. She says, good morning from Winnipeg, and yay, re-NHL training camps. There's been a lot of dark cloud over everybody for a long time. I just sense today, even before the training camps announcement from the NHL, that people were upbeat today.
Yeah.
All across the land. Let's keep it that way.
Yeah.
So, Paul, keep your donut comments to yourself because we're not having it. Now he's quiet. All of a sudden, Paul chooses now to get quiet.
Throw the shame. Throw the shame.
Throw the shame at him. Matthew Barnaby is going to be with us, NHL super pest. I got a lot of things to talk to Barney about, obviously. NHL training camps opening one. And two, the Buffalo Sabres coming out this morning or last night and saying, we're keeping our president. I think it's the owner's daughter, I think. Despite all the terrible things this team's been through, we've been awful, we're keeping our president. Barney being a proud Sabres alum, I want to know his thoughts. You got Jack Eichel coming out and just ripping the Sabres, saying how terrible they are. And here's the Sabres saying, we're keeping our president. I think it's the owner's kid. Another CEO.
Yeah.
Child of existing owner.
That's awesome. I love that term. But it's
that's great.
Keeping the job. But they've got to do something. I mean, things have to change in Buffalo. They had such a great start to the year. It looked promising, but as it does, you know, it just seems to every year there just fall off a cliff. And with the young talent that they have, led by Jack Eichel, and 24 teams in the playoffs, how can this team not get
in? How could you miss?
Yeah, not good.
Monty Klassen writes and he says he likes your Blades uni that you got on today, repping the Saskatoon Blades.
Thanks, Monty.
I love the fact that you and I cover all of the teams. We don't cheer for the same ones, but at least we rep our teams. Yeah. And speaking of that, you see I'm wearing a CFL bunny hug today. We're not going to be doing a ton of CFL talk today, but I've been getting these messages from fans across the country saying, why are you wearing that Rider stuff anymore? You're not with them anymore. You're a CFL guy. And it's kind of a juxtaposition for me because I've got acres of Rider gear that I don't want to throw out. So I'm going to wear it. They're still my team. Yet, as somebody said to me, you're now a CFL guy. You're not a Rider guy, which I wear with a huge badge of honor. But I need more CFL gear.
Yeah. More league gear.
I need more league gear.
Yeah.
And I talked to the guys in the league office. I said, can you ship us out some to Regina? And they said, we can't get into the office. We're all working from home. So as soon as we get into the office, we'll ship you the gear. So I'm wearing my one CFL piece. I had a golf shirt for CFL.ca, but once Orange fired me, I burnt it.
Oh, okay.
Dumb!
Burning barrel, seance, the whole deal. Like, you're done.
Would you believe that I did that?
Actually, I would. I would.
I burnt it.
Yeah, and like I want, you know, WHL gear.
I love it.
I see Taylor Rocha with the hat and the shirts, and I've seen the 50th anniversary, you know, bunny hugs. But there's no shop. There used to be a WHL shop or a CHL shop, and the page doesn't exist. And I've looked. They need to get that back.
Roger Yee is watching in Calgary, and he says, who's the bigger pest, Matthew Barnaby or Sean Avery? I'll put that to Barney when he joins us later, but I just want to say this. Barney is at least a good guy. Now, I've never met Sean Avery. I was at a party in Vegas that he was at. I didn't talk to him. A pool party at the Cosmo. Remind me, it was when I was still drinking. It was a good time. Avery, I don't think's a good guy. Barney is. We'll put that to him.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to see his take on it because those guys get to see a different side of the players. I'd like to think there's good in everybody if you look hard enough. Avery's probably got it in there somewhere.
He's
got
to dig a little
deeper.
We just
don't see it. We don't see it. So it's hard to believe it.
God bless you, Darren, for having the faith in humanity.
Somebody else.
I'm patting you on the head. That's so nice.
I can feel it from a distance.
Right. A lot of people writing in saying I need Jets threads. I don't think I own any. I might have had a T-shirt when I was a child. So come on, Winnipeg. Everybody's writing in about Jets gear. Let's get it.
Yeah, send it in.
John Ohm. Where's my gong? Oh, here it is. John Ohm. He's watching in Winnipeg. He says, Las Vegas can be your American team to cheer for. Winnipeg Jets, your Canadian. Oh, Johnny boy. No. Where have you been? The Edmonton Oilers are my Canadian team. Nice try, though. But I'm still picking the Jets to beat the Flames in round one, so we can still be friends with Winnipeg. Why don't I just leave this here? Dustin Nielsen from TSN 1260 Edmonton coming up. Andrew Patterson from TSN 1290 Winnipeg. And as mentioned, Matthew Barnaby and Chris Pronger. So are you ready to the quick six show topics here?
Let's do it.
This is what I wrote down before the news broke that the NHL training camps are opening July 10th. One, the Argos won't be fined for their cap violation. A lot of conjecture about that. Last I've seen, no news release from the CFL. Nothing on CFL.ca. This is all Justin Dunk's report. And we're all going by what Justin said. I believe the CFL did issue a statement to Three Down Nation saying we're not going to fine any teams at this time because of the pandemic. And I get it. I got a speeding ticket, and I never paid it. And I never got a letter from the Department of Justice saying I'm going to expect it to be in court. So maybe that's the deal. Is that it? In pandemic times, we don't got to pay fines.
Works for me. A couple of parking tickets that maybe now we don't got to pay.
Isn't that true? The city of Regina's not taking payment for parking tickets right now? Paul, isn't that the deal?
But
so how can the CFL be held accountable for
this? But I think once the pandemic's over, those fines will come due. They're not being wiped under the carpet.
They're being deferred.
They're being deferred. So maybe the Argos fine is going to be deferred. I don't know.
Are they deferring it? See, some Morley boy wrote into my blog anonymously and said, you're wrong. Justin's report is wrong. Not all other teams are upset because the other governors would have had to sign off on this with the commissioner. And he can't unilaterally say they're not going to be fined. Well, I think he can. I don't think they put every fine to the 9 board of governors for a vote. I don't know. But the only person reporting on this, the only person is Justin Dunk. And when he says the 8 other teams were upset, I kind of got to go with that. Fair?
Yeah, fair.
Until we hear otherwise or until something's said about it. So we'll come back around on that. Maybe the other reason, not just a pandemic thing, but maybe because they fired Jim Popp already last year. They're like, what are we going to fine you now for? Well, corrected yourself.
Yeah. And just because, you know, a team is upset about it doesn't mean it's an official team position either. I mean, Justin might be talking, all the general managers might be upset, but all the presidents might have passed it through. Like, we don't know, right?
And believe me, they don't see things eye to eye with the football people. So there's a disconnect there, too. Yeah. So I do think Justin's right. Maybe the anonymous guy's right, too. But there's just a lot of fake news out there, misinformation. I believe Justin because it's not fake news. Here's one that's burning. In all the six topics for me, this is burning the most. I've seen this report. Saw it last night on the ticker of TSN and then this morning on ESPN. NBA players, some of them, are reluctant to come back and play.
Yeah.
Obviously because of the coronavirus. And the first place my mind went was, okay, so we got grocery store workers working for $15 an hour, putting their life on the line to help society, feed them, and you NBA players won't play because you're scared of the virus? Is that where we are? Or did I completely misread that? And then Jalen Rose this morning on Get Up says exactly that. The NBA players have million-dollar contracts. They don't need to play. They got money in the bank, so they can sit home until the pandemic's over and go back to play when it's safe. Oh, great. So for the frontline workers, the aforementioned grocery store worker, they can go put their life on the line so you jerks can stay home. That's the way I've read it. Am I wrong?
You're not the only one who's read it that way, I'm sure. You know, and that's you know, that's a decent way to put it. I mean, but at the same time, there's no responsibility for the NBA players. I mean, I know there's a whole group of people who are dying for the NBA to come back. They need sports back in their life. And it's big for getting back to some sense of normalcy. It's big for mental health and all those things to have something as a distraction, to have something to invest your time in and invest some you know, emotions into it again, like you would with your favorite team. But I get it. It's not quite the same because it's not quite, okay, we got to feed people, so we need grocery store workers. But at the same time, they're doing everything they can to make sure it's safe. You have million-dollar contracts. If you don't want to play, there's going to be people who will.
Yes, and Carlos Legena writes in and says, well said, Rod. Well, thank you for confirming that I'm not in la-la land. I'm like, what is wrong with you guys? I get you might be afraid of the virus. That's cool. But what about these others that aren't making anywhere near you are that are saving lives? What they're doing is hurting. Like, PR is a thing. It's an actual thing. For instance, I told you guys that Woodbine Racetrack in Toronto got a hold of me this morning and said, can we get our chairman on today? Because the races go tonight. Arrogance killed the cat. It wasn't curiosity, Darren. It was arrogance. It's what cost TSN the NHL contract. They thought they'd never lose it, and they did. NBA's arrogance, Major League Baseball's arrogance. People are going to find other things to do, i.e., leagues, teams, players are jumping over each other to get on this show. You know it. You see the DMs, and they're DMing us. It's not that hard to do. Great Western's coming on today to make a huge announcement. Their CEO, can we come on to announce our fundraiser? While these other leagues just sit back. It's going to cost you. There's no doubt.
No, absolutely will.
Okay, enough on that, I guess. I just, thanks for clarifying that I'm not totally crazy. Oh, I think I am crazy, but it's a wide range of what's crazy. Point three, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred guaranteed baseball in 2020. Did you hear that? 100% chance they will play in 2020. That almost sounds to me like they would bring in replacement players if they had to, because the players are nowhere close to playing in Major League Baseball. If you're going to make that guarantee, that is, folks, putting your balls on the table. I admire it. What does he know that we don't?
That they're willing to cave to the players' demands, maybe.
Oh.
Because you do that, and I don't know how easy it's going to be to bring in replacement players. It's a lot of players, a lot of teams. And if that's not the case, if you don't have that backup plan, then the players sit there being like, if he's guaranteeing it, let's just sit back and wait for him to come on our terms, because he needs us if they're going to play. That's a big bargaining chip for the players. But it's a good news day if he's coming out and guaranteeing baseball. It means maybe the contract's been agreed to in principle. Maybe they're really close to signing something. But it's good news for baseball fans who want baseball, though, that he would say that.
That's a very bold comment to say, because you can throw things out there and people will forget them. But when you do a guarantee like that, people don't forget, especially when you're the commissioner.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for instance, I was thinking about this. When people guarantee wins, they usually win. Joe Namath did it. Mark Messier did it. Very famously did it.
Yeah.
But there were Rudy Pooh guys on the Riders back in the day when the Riders were terrible that made guarantees. Nobody took them seriously.
No.
And they lost the game. But when you are Mark Messier or Rob Manfred or Joe Namath, they'll remember if you don't.
You put them on the table, they stay on the table.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes when you put your balls on the table, they get crushed. But that's a chance you're willing to take when you put your balls on the table. And Rob Manfred did that. I admire that guy. Can we get the comment up from Trent in Norway? Just to check in from our viewer, one of our viewers in Trent, because we have several more. Sorry, guys, for making you dig for it. There it is. Norway calling. Great news about the NHL training camps. Did the Blue Jays make the right pick with their first selection? Hope the Canadian MLS teams get it together at Disney World. Stay well, everyone. I learned yesterday from Gregory Lee, Alan the intern's brother, that there are two LA MLS teams. I didn't know that. There's two in LA.
Oh.
What was his other question? About Austin Martin, the fifth overall pick in the Major League Baseball draft. Major coup by the Blue Jays to get Austin Martin. I have no idea. Nobody does. They say that he is. Out of Vanderbilt, the best pure hitter in the draft, the scouts say.
Surprised that he fell to number five.
That's the shock.
That's what they say.
To point four, Thursday Night Football, hashtag TNF, CFL kicks off tonight, CFL simulation, the BC Lions at the Edmonton Eskimos. Nickelback's performing at halftime today.
I saw.
Yeah. So our boy Nelson Hakowicz, who runs our CFL sims, he's going to run a sim tonight. It's eerily, not authentic, what would I say? Realistic.
Yeah.
Eerily realistic. Running a sim tonight, folks. What's the previews? Mike Riley, do you ever get tired of coming back to Edmonton and facing these questions about abandoning your team? That's one storyline.
Yeah.
Right? Is this Trevor Harris's team now?
Ed Hervey.
Ed Hervey's return.
Oh, yeah.
It's Eskimos West coming into the City of Champions tonight on TSN's Thursday Night Football. Nickelback performing at halftime. Who you got to win?
You know, I got the Eskimos. I got the Eskimos. Trevor Harris will lead them to a win to open up the season. I like it. But BC, I'm very excited about what the BC Lions have.
Hey.
Building on a good finish to the year.
We've built great relationships with both teams, mostly the BC Lions, because they sent us all these gifts. Hi, Mike. I should have asked him. I could have interviewed him. He's right here. And a jersey and everything. But quick picks. I got Edmonton to win. You said Edmonton?
Yeah.
Friday Night Football, Toronto and Ottawa, the Battle of Ontario.
Ooh.
I got to say, it's Ottawa. They're debuting a new head coach, and Nick Fatty Arbuckle, a quarterback for the Red Bulls. I got to go with Ottawa.
I got Toronto.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got Toronto.
Dun, dun, dun. Doubleheader. Montreal at Calgary. I'm trying to remember what Grey Cup, that would be a rematch of. You got to go way, way back.
Yeah, it's
Montreal to Calgary, I got to take the Stamps, of course.
Yeah, me too.
And then Saturday, Winnipeg at Hamilton. And that's a Grey Cup rematch. They always do that in the CFL. Saturday, June 13th.
Yeah.
I ain't got to go with the Tabbies to win at home. Monstrous pressure on Orlando Steinauer. You?
Yeah. They're, I mean, it's a super team in Hamilton, right?
Yes. So you can make your picks along with us as the show goes along today. Nelson's going to be doing a sim of all these games. You can go to rodpeterson.com, follow us on Twitter. We'll have the updates there. We'll have photos from the games. John in Winnipeg wants to know, what songs will Nickelback be playing tonight? Rod, great question, John. The set is three. It's three songs. That's all they have time for. Burn It to the Ground, right?
Yeah.
Saturday night's all right?
Not on a Thursday.
Yeah, they can't. Damn! Maybe let's think. We got to think about it.
Okay. I'll think about it.
Burn It to the Ground. How You Remind Me. Too slow, Clark. No, too
what
slow.
What was the first one?
It's got to be crowd pumping hits.
The very first.
Photograph.
Hit.
Paul. Not this Paul.
That was before.
Paul the Argos fan in Southern Ontario. Paul Totsky says, it's all the same song. No, it's not, Paul. You sound like my wife when I'm listening to Texas swing country music. It all sounds the same. No, it doesn't. Not to the trained ear. Jeff in Calgary says, Stampeders at home, nothing more needs to be said. I agree, Jeff. I'll go along with it. But hey, you're putting your balls on the table. So Bo better deliver. You got some songs there set list?
I'm looking them up.
I got to say, Burn It to the Ground.
I'll have a set list after the break.
Okay, we'll have the three songs that Nickelback is playing tonight, halftime, at the Brick Field at Commonwealth Stadium. Oh, man, I got stuck on point four. We got to go fast. Point five, the Northern Eight picking up steam. That's what I hear. Non-conference games for U Sports football teams in Canada. Here's the problem with the Northern Eight. What the hell are the other teams going to do, the other universities?
Right.
So you can't just have the best eight schools playing, and that's all.
No, those would be the national television games, would be the Northern Eight games. Everything else would be interconference, too. They'd play non-conference games, but...
And Randy Ambrosi's comments on TSN 1050 Toronto yesterday. Kudos TSN 1050 Toronto for acknowledging the Canadian Football League, having the commissioner on. And one of the key points was that CFL 3.0 is at the forefront of their discussions right now. The next business model of the CFL. So Randy's not a dumb guy. He knows it needs to be addressed. John Schmeiser's watching in Kansas City. He says, burn it to the ground. Rockstar. Yeah. Rockstar's got to be in the set. Nelson, our simulation coordinator, our director of simulation, says, can't wait for this. And Wayne in Victoria, as I go to break, he says, I love me some country music, Rod. So do I, Wayne. My two most favorite types of music are country and Western. But they have no place in a stadium or arena. Sorry to say. Sorry to the rec laws. It's about classic rock and hip hop. That's the truth. Sorry. Don't at me. More to come. It is Thursday, June 11th, episode 253 of Canada's Morning Sports Talk Show. Are we live on Game Plus today? Something's going down.
We're testing.
Testing. Love it. On the way, Dustin Nielsen, Andrew Patterson, Matthew Barnaby, and Chris Pronger. It's the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and healthy.
At Capital Ford, we've taken steps to help customers with buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive at home, and let us know when you need servicing.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at CapitalFordLincoln.com.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED. LED sign rentals. Video. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
To the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I appreciate everybody joining us today, having some fun. Graham Barker, one of my mentors in life, writes in. Guy that founded Phoenix Group. He says, Rod, you just get better and better. Thank you, GB. I appreciate that. Particularly coming from you. We think we've got the set list here for Nickelback's three-song set at halftime tonight of the Thursday night kickoff. BC Lions at Edmonton Eskimos. It's ending with When We Stand Together. Darren was playing it in the break. When We Stand Together. Yeah. It's CFL. That's perfect.
I want to play it, but we're getting kicked off the air.
That Chad Kroeger thinks of it all.
Yeah. That's how you close it.
Let's go out on video chat now. We've made him wait long enough. Dustin Nielsen, TSN 1260, joins us in the CFL on TSN, who will call the game tonight. You see, we're running a sim tonight, eh, Dusty? You excited for Lions and Eskimos?
I saw that. I mean, I'm excited for the game, but I'm more excited for this Nickelback show, to be honest with you. It sounds like a pretty good lineup.
I know.
May I suggest? Well, yeah, I have one song. I don't know the name of it. I think it's figured you out. It's I Like Your Pants Around Your Feet. Do, 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 do.
Can you look that up?
It's a good tune. Yeah.
Yeah, find it.
It's got to be on there.
It's a family crowd show, Dustin. It is primetime television nationwide. Is there talk? There's a lot of talk around here about the fact that the CFL season would kick off tonight in depressing terms. What's the talk in Edmonton that the Esks should be home tonight and kicking off?
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting vibe for sure. I mean, I think you tie it together with some of the talk that some of these facilities are opening. And I have to think that, you know, the Eskimos are probably going to have access to theirs here right away as well. And I think that's got people a little excited for what the new normal is. And the new normal is keeping our fingers crossed that we get to that we get a season starting in September, whether it be buddy cities or hub cities or whatever you want to call it. So obviously a little disappointing, no doubt about that, from a Canadian Football League perspective. But, you know, considering there might be a chance that there's no season, even if it's not starting tonight, I think we'll take anything at this point.
Right, and I guess that includes simulation. But let me ask you this. Let's just pretend for a second that they are playing and there's no COVID. You're pretty good at this because you've been running your drafts and doing all this, your brackets and everything. Mike Riley's return. Does it have the chutzpah that it had last year, do you think?
It'll be interesting. I mean, Mike Riley was always loved here. So I think there'd be obviously be some buzz, no doubt about it. And, you know, he's such a good guy. And obviously, he's been out in the media doing some stuff with TSN and things along those lines. But people love Mike Riley here. So I think overall, they'd just be excited to get another look at him.
So it's a little different than the Chris Jones returning with Saskatchewan is what you're telling me.
Slightly different than that for sure. I mean, when two things with Mike Riley. When Mike Riley left, I think a lot of people were like, good for Mike Riley, go try to win something somewhere else. And then at the same time, the Eskimos went. What Trevor Harris did went healthy as well.
You broke up. You said, but then in the same time, can you finish that? But at the same time.
Oh, yeah, just the same time. Yeah, they brought in Trevor Harris, so they weren't left high and dry at the quarterback position. So I think a lot of people were pretty happy that they managed to actually have a plan in place at the quarterback position.
Yeah, and he's been outstanding. But I think he was the CFL All-Star quarterback, was he? Maybe it was the year before. But anyways, I got to say this, Dustin. We got a lot of Chris Jones friends watching all over America because they write me all the time. And just because there's not a lot of football talk, they love the CFL, right? That's why they watch the show every day. What is Chris's legacy in Edmonton? I think it was their 13th Grey Cup was won by him. Where does that rate? And, you know, what's Chris Jones' legacy there?
You know what? He was a winner. So I think that's probably, overlooked by a lot of people as far as, you know, some of the ways that he, you know, was short with the media and things along those lines. And maybe some of the ways, you know, that he appeared in public. But the bottom line is he came here in a time that, you know, the Eskimos were really looking for something to kind of get them going again. And he came in and, yeah, sure, maybe he didn't make a lot of friends along the way. But he put together a really good football team that ended up winning the Grey Cup in Winnipeg that year, and I was there covering that team, and I was in the dressing room after the game, and it was just a phenomenal experience to be around a winner, and he was able to deliver that, and then obviously people don't like the way that he left and that he took so many people with him and things along those lines, but you know, in a city here where, yes, the Eskimos have been able to provide us with some winners, but the other main team in town hasn't done the job lately, I think people always be grateful for somebody that can deliver a championship, so there's not a ton of hatred here for Chris Jones, although we did have some fun with it when he left, no doubt about that.
Well, and by the way, I hope you don't mind going down this road, because what else are we going to talk about? And you talk about that Grey Cup in Edmonton, or sorry, in Winnipeg. We all went to the keg that night. Remember, we all that big, you were there, Gregor was there.
Yes.
It was a fun time. And all those coaches that came to Saskatchewan that I've become so close with, they said, well, one of them said, if Jones and Ed Hervey could have got along, we'd have won six in a row. What's your take on that split?
Six in a row would have been interesting for sure. But, you know what, they had a good thing going. And Ed Hervey obviously done some really good things, and we know how his relationship ended here with the Eskimos, obviously, and that was really frustrating. A lot more people were more frustrated with with how that thing ended up working out. But Hervey and Jones, I mean, they're obviously two very big personalities. And, you know, for the small time that they were able to work together to build something here, it, you know, obviously worked out. I don't know if they would have won six in a row, but that was such a weird vibe around that Grey Cup because, I mean, you're sitting there post-game, Chris Jones comes out to the media, and we're sitting there, and the first couple of questions were about his future with the Edmonton Eskimos, obviously, or lack thereof one. And it was a weird vibe around that championship, but at the same time, you know, you got to talk about a championship Eskimos team, and that was nice to see. But yeah, you know what? If they could have got along, I mean, could we still be sitting here today and be looking at it going, wow, the Eskimos have been a powerhouse, you know, along the lines of the Stampeders and maybe a few more championships over the last few years. And I guess you can never say that possibly couldn't have happened.
Everything happens for a reason. Dusty, we just got to sit and try and figure it out. Jeff, the Stamps fan, says, I wouldn't count out the Eskimos in 2020. John in Winnipeg says, Mike Riley is the best-dressed quarterback in the entire CFL. Oh. Nelson Hakowich, our director of simulation, says, the CFL sim line tonight, Lions by 2.5. Is that guy smoking something? The Eskimos are at home.
Eskimos to cover there, yeah.
Of course. Paul,
where can I put a sprinkle on that?
I know. Paul in Toronto says, I'm not sure about the Lions' offensive line. Still, especially at tackle, I think Riley is running for his life again tonight, as do I. I mean, you're seeing, Dustin, that they are getting into this tip. Some people think it's the dumbest thing ever.
Yes.
Others really like it. And you saw that with your Oilers sim.
Buddy. It warms my heart to hear you guys talk about this simulation, man, because when I first started doing the Oilers sim that we ended up having, you know, I was a little hesitant on it because I was just like, man, I'm going to sit down and do play-by-play over simulation. And then I did it one time and I was like, okay, I'm in. Like, let's fire this thing up. And it was great. And people came on board like crazy. You're seeing it right now with the CFL simulation. Regularly, you know, we wouldn't have this. But two things. One, we don't really have much else to talk about right now. And two, I mean, you guys are in, you know, the hotbed of the Canadian Football League. So, of course, they're going to want any fix that they can get. And I'm glad that you guys are doing it. I think it's a great idea, and I hope you have a ton of fun with it.
Well, I'll tell you what. We already are. And I'll tell you what. Shout out to whoever needs to hear it. The people that are into it are young men. And that's the demographic that the CFL wants. So
yes.
Whoever needs to hear that. This is the best thing for the CFL. Tyler, our social media guy. What is his title? Social media what? Advisor?
Sure.
Director? He has a question for you. He says, Dustin recently got a really nice shout-out from Chris Cuthbert after he announced he was leaving. What has the last week or so been like for Dustin with all of that?
Well, yeah, it's been interesting. I saw a few tweets about my possible future with, you know, CFL and doing play-by-play and stuff. And I mean, all I've been told so far is that I'm in the mix for more games, which would be great. I think originally I was going to get a few more anyway this year, which would have been a nice bump after, you know, having a debut season last year and having things go pretty well. But the entire Chris Cuthbert thing, I mean, for starters, I mean, this was one of my broadcasting idols. The fact that he can do two sports, he can probably, well, in many sports, but football and hockey as well as he can do them. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. So I was on the email that he sent out to all the CFL and TSN staff where he's like, hey, I'm leaving. And that was like before the news come out that he was leaving. And I was just honored to be on the email. Like, this is Chris Cuthbert emailing everybody. And I'm a part of that. And then I emailed him back and he emailed me back again. And I said, hey man, I said, thanks for, you know, being a trailblazer, obviously in the Canadian Football League. And he emailed back some really nice things. And then he said that, you had a nice comment about me as well, which is, you know, it was pretty exciting. I hope I'm a part of things moving forward on a significant level because it's a great league. And kind of like what you were mentioning, Roddy, and I mean, I'm in my 30s still. And I think having younger guys, both as, you know, part of the broadcast team would be you know, a nice addition to the veteran group that they already have there. Because we do need more younger fans, right? We need guys and girls in the 20s and 30s to become passionate fans of the Canadian Football League. And I think a part of the way you can do that is by connecting through broadcasting. So it's been an interesting week, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the future holds for sure.
Good stuff. So to the Oilers, what about the news this morning? Were you still on the air when the news came down that July 10th training camps open? What's to be read with this?
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what ends up happening here because, we were still on the air. I think that news broke around, what, like 9 or 9:30 here. And, you know, people were fired up, obviously. July 10th, the training camps are going to open. It'll be interesting to see how they phase things now between you know, what we see right now, which is like five or six guys there, do you eventually get it up to 10 or 11? And then you kind of merge two groups and then you get going with training camp. And then it'll, I mean, the rumor has been that they want like a 3-week camp. So if they do a 3-week camp, that takes us up to basically the end of July. And this all kind of ties back into the hub city clarification that we're going to need here at some point, because if these teams are doing training camps in the States, and then they have to come up here, unless they're going to get some special quarantine privileges, you know, you might have to wait a couple more weeks to get things going. So I think we're going to see NHL hockey in early August. I'm just not sure how early in August. But either way, I mean, it's pretty exciting, at least for the 24 markets that will have the play.
Yeah, you froze for a second, but I think we got you. Oh, I don't think they're coming to Canada for quarantine cities. I don't. Las Vegas is a lock. I don't think they've announced it, but it's happening. And there's a lot of other American cities that just make more sense, frankly. That's what I think. And Dustin, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the University Canada West canceling fall sports. And let's just start with football, because you were the lead voice of it on Canada West TV. What's your take on the announcement and what may come out of it?
You know, overall, I'm pretty disappointed by it, to be honest with you. I thought I would have liked to have seen, you know, maybe a little bit more of an effort to make a season happen here. And I know they had originally talked about maybe moving it down to five games. I had Ian Reid, who's the director of athletics for the University of Alberta, on my show earlier in the week. And I said, look, man, I said, is this a health and safety thing or is this a money thing? And he said, it's both. It's not just, you know, we can't make it safe enough for everybody. It's the fact that, you know, a lot of these programs, for example, the University of Alberta, no golf tournament to raise things this year. Some funding from the university by the government has been cut as well. So I'm disappointed that it's not just a health and safety thing, because from a health and safety perspective, you could have had this season happen. For a lot of these teams, and, you know, maybe, you know, football is a bad example, but for a lot of these programs that aren't going to be playing here in November, the gate, the fans coming, really had nothing to do with the bottom line for them. So overall, from a university sports perspective, I'm pretty disappointed in it. If they can get some games going, I know you guys were talking about that a little bit. I think that would be great for these athletes. It's good that they're going to be able to play another year after for the guys who would have been using their final year of eligibility. But I would have liked to have seen some sort of effort, because I know we're going to get to the point here where we're sitting here in September and October and November, and we're watching all of the other sports going, but we're not having any university sports, and it's mostly due to financial reasons. And to be honest with you, man, it doesn't sit well with me.
I gotcha. I'm reading between the lines. Dusty, have a good call tonight, virtually. Lions at Eskimos. Say hi to Al Stafford, my buddy Al Stafford, the PA announcer of the Eskimos, and Morley and Dave, and Halsey, of course, will be there singing after the third quarter. So, hey, thanks for the time, man, and stay safe.
Yeah. And you guys say hi to Hustler when you have him on, because he's a good buddy of mine. He comes on my show quite a bit, and he's an absolute beauty.
You bet. He's next. Thanks, Dusty. Dustin Nielsen out in Edmonton, TSN 1260, joining us from Paul in Toronto. Dustin is rolling out the truth. Will history show that this Canada West decision is not a popular one?
Of course.
Because people are pissed about it.
They're not too happy, no. But when it is on the financial side of it, it's not too early or too late, or it's not about the timing of the decision now. It's about the reasons behind the decision. And you're right, no dog's breakfast, no big golf tournament fundraisers. These are hundreds of thousands of dollars of fundraising for these programs. The programs aren't moneymakers, not like they are in the NCAA. And when you got to put, you know, deposits on hotels and get caterers for camp and food and accommodations for players and all of those things, it's just not feasible. And they can use this opportunity to save some money. And that's the disappointing part, is that it's not just a health and safety issue. It's a financial issue.
A sports update before we break and bring in Hustler from TSN 1290 Winnipeg. The Toronto Blue Jays took Vanderbilt's Austin Martin fifth overall yesterday in the Major League Baseball Amateur Draft. He was announced as a shortstop but played various positions, including center field at Vandy. Some scouts called Martin the best pure hitter in the draft. It's the highest the Jays have drafted since selecting Vernon Wells. NASCAR has banned the Confederate flag from its races and venues. The move comes amid global social unrest following the death of George Floyd. Confederate flags have been a familiar sight at NASCAR races over its 72-year history, although the series has taken cautious steps in recent years to sever the connection. You know what I thought when I heard this? They still have them? This is news? ESPN this morning, Paul Feinbaum. saying in the 50s, NASCAR races were just another term for Klan conventions.
Wow.
Still had Confederate flags till this week? Wow. Kim Pegula is staying on as Buffalo Sabres president. Pegula has faced criticism that the team has been mismanaged under her leadership, but she cites the financial challenges presented by the COVID-19 pandemic in Erie County, where the unemployment rate was nearly 20% in April. The Sabres were hot garbage long before the pandemic. I'm going to ask Barney about that.
Good idea.
Because he's such a proud Sabres alum. She's the CEO, child of existing owner. This sports update for the Tap Brewhouse and Liquor Store. We are open. Stop in today at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua. Call 761-2777 for their hours or visit their Facebook page for their menu. I was there yesterday for lunch. Thanks, Wire. Thanks, Ricky Regina. We had a great lunch, me and Tony the Tiger. It was awesome.
Good.
At the Tap. Tony, top of the world, man.
Yeah.
The guy was a smiling emoji before there was a smiling emoji.
Good.
And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. We're going to Winnipeg next, the Slurpee Capital. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appell Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Just ahead of Andrew Hustler Patterson, Dan Ukrainitz writes in. How would we introduce Dan of SJHL fame? A lot of fame.
Yeah, Dan's been around. He's
he had the football fantasy thing going, yeah. CFL fantasy. Yeah. Anyways, he says Kim Pegula is the Buffalo owner's wife. Whatever, she's a relation. So I got it wrong. Child of existing owner. Wife of existing owner. You get in. I hate when people buy teams and use them as toys, hobbies, or buddies for their family and friends. Sabres fans should be mad as hell and not want to take it anymore. I loathe it. You know, in my mind, I'm just stopping myself for a second because I did have one owner of a team. I won't say what league, but it was a big one. And he said to me, we bought our jobs. These other guys had to work their way up, but we bought our jobs. I thought to myself, I wouldn't be bragging about that. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Money earned, money won.
Yeah. We got the set list for tonight's halftime act.
Yep.
Nickelback at Commonwealth Stadium. Sorry, Brick Field at Commonwealth Stadium. They're opening with Burn It to the Ground, a real crowd-pumping, rousing hit. Rockstar, if you go and listen, that's the second song they're going to sing. And it starts slow and then it works up. Like, it'll get the whole crowd of Commonwealth turning their light.
The lighters and the cell phones.
And then it'll end with When We Stand Together, a CFL come together song. It'll be the anthem of the summer. Tonight on Thursday Night Football, we'll be running a CFL simulation of the game. And then, what do the Bombers got? Oh, they close at Hamilton in a Grey Cup rematch on Saturday. Let's go to Winnipeg now. We got Andrew Hustler Patterson with us from TSN 1290, host of the Afternoon Ride. How you doing, Hustler?
Hot Rod, great to talk to you, man. Now, you know, getting by, looking forward to getting a few more sports on. I'm very much into the beginning of Colonial today. Got a few bets down on the golf for the weekend. So, you know, things are coming around slowly but surely. But, man, just listen to you talk about CFL this weekend gives me a bit of a pit in the stomach. I hope there'll be a nice tribute video to the 2019 Grey Cup champs at the beginning of the festivities tonight.
You can save that for your home opener, Hustler. Like, my God. Hey, the party's still on, eh?
30 years to have tracks. It's been a long wait.
Trust me, I know it. Like, I go on your station all the time, whether it's yours or the mornings, and guys are just sticking me on the Bombers winning. I'm like, guys, I wanted you to win, but get it all out.
Yeah.
How long do you think it will like, that home opener will be one for the ages, man. When you do have it.
You know what? It'll be, I've thought about that quite a bit lately, actually. And I really do think, honestly, celebrating the Grey Cup win last year will be completely secondary to it. I mean, it will be a cathartic coming together of a community that, you know, hasn't been able to do that for a really, really long time. And I don't think it'll be much different here in Winnipeg than it will be in Regina or in some of the NHL buildings when the teams finally come back. I mean, these teams are so much more than just, you know, a team we follow or maybe go to a few games. I mean, they're, I'm not sure there's anything that really brings communities together more than sports. And my God, we've seen a lot of communities torn apart over the last while due to a lot of things happening around the world, be it health, be it societal. Sports coming back will be great. And, you know, it'll be awesome to have, you know, say, oh, they're the Grey Cup champs. But more than anything, it'll be great just to see the CFL players on the field. And to be honest with you, I'm as much looking forward to getting together with fellow sports fans in the place that we love to go to, because we can't do it right now and it's completely foreign and it's screwing up everyone's lives, Rod.
Well, you see, Hustler, I actually get a tear in my eye when I think about what the CFL's meant in football in general, bringing people together on the micro level of the players in meetings, the locker room, the stadiums, just bringing people together. I do tear up when I think about it. So I try not to think about it, actually. But by the way, Pat in Winnipeg writes in, she says, is there any way to watch these sim games? Right now, no. Nelson runs the simulation on the computer. We could broadcast it. We're awaiting approval to do it. If we don't get approval to do it, I'm not going to say what we're going to do. But we're awaiting approval to broadcast the simulation. Hustler, people want to see these games. I know a lot of people think it's stupid, but a lot of people want to see it.
Hey, a lot of people have nothing to do, Rod. I mean, I'm not a big Netflix guy, but I know people that have gone through, like, the entire catalog. I mean, it was fun. It's been fun watching a few old games here and there, some old NFL games, some great, great cups. But, dude, I mean, that was kind of interesting in early March. We're now in June. The guys are supposed to be out on the field right now, so listen, to have a little fun with some video simulations and get some of the characters around CFL football, be it announcers, commentators involved, and just give fans something to watch. I mean, you had Dusty on last segment. I mean, the job they did with that Oilers simulation with him calling the games, I mean, it was huge for their show. Tons of fans got into it. And, you know, for people in our business right now, without sports to talk about day to day, the games, the matchups, we've had to get creative and, you know, doing fun things, whether it be video games or streaming, has been a release for a lot of sports fans. Is it for everyone? No. But it's a great option to have. And I know there'll be a lot of CFL fans that are missing the game right now that'll probably spend some time, if they can, watching it and just having some fun without the real thing on the field right now.
Exactly. One of our viewers, Dan Heimberger, writes in. He says, Nickelback should do a Garth Brooks tribute and cover We Shall Be Free. That would be the anthem of the summer. Well, it would be, but we're not free. That's the sucky thing. Larry Dye writes in. He says, how many Grey Cups have the Bombers won? If I may, Hustler, it's 11, right? Because I've got a lot of Bomber fans in my life that have reminded me 10 versus 4 for the longest time. So it has to now be. Go ahead.
And for a while, it is now 11. I'll tell you the funny thing is, I mean, obviously we're all hoping that the CFL will be able to come back and play some part of a season. One of the other things, just from a football standpoint, you know, the Bombers are bringing back most of that offense. Obviously, you've got Buck Pearson as the coordinator. But, you know, if there is going to be a season that is abbreviated, where every game has even more importance and a good start is imperative, a lot of confidence that the Bombers will maybe be in as good a situation as anyone, if not much better, just considering some of the continuity. Because, I mean, you can imagine the challenges for these coaching staffs going into the season. And I think about a guy like our good friend Paul Appelese going and starting a whole new program in Ottawa. I mean, can you imagine what that staff is going through, never even able to get together with their players until potentially a few weeks before what could be an 8 or 9 game season with literally a sprint to the playoffs in the Grey Cup?
Hey, NFL teams are doing the exact same thing. If you watch the NFL Network, they're talking about rookie head coaches. Kevin Stefanski with the Browns is a great example, not being able to come together one time. You know, like, who knows if they're going to play or not, but it's all the same things that you're saying. And by the way, it's the Argos at Ottawa. We'll be running a sim on that. And I've picked Ottawa to win. Dupes, you picked the Argos to win, right?
Yeah
you did. So, by the way, Hustler, just I don't want to talk about the anguish of the NHL being off for 3 months and compare that to the CFL and how depressed fans are. It's too depressing. I have the Jets picked to beat the Flames in 4 in the best of 5. What's your read on that series?
Well, I mean, I really do like the Jets' chances. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, this, if you look at these 8 play-in series, best of 5s, it's going to be, you know, the margin of error is going to be so thin. And if you look at the matchups, I mean, I think most people would agree that this matchup between Calgary and Winnipeg is probably the most intriguing, probably the closest. Certainly the Jets, forward-wise, I mean, probably they have a very deep group of forwards. They have a lot of guys that can score. Calgary certainly has a stronger blue line. But I think a lot of the support for the Jets comes down to one thing. The Jets have had the best goaltender in the National Hockey League this year. Connor Hellebuck should, and I believe will, win that Vezina Trophy. And when you're talking about a short series with so much on the line on one particular game, I mean, is there anything that's more impactful than a great goaltender? Probably not. So, I mean, hey, listen, I think a lot of our guessing and, you know, predictions are going to be for naught, because a lot of what we expect might not be what actually comes out. But for a team like the Jets, they went through so much over the course of the season. They were playing their best hockey of the year right at the break. They'd won 4 in a row coming off that win at Edmonton. And as I said, Connor Hellebuck has been a rock behind the Winnipeg Jets all season long. So if you are a Jets fan, there's a lot of reasons to be confident and optimistic going into this. But that's not to take anything away from Calgary. A lot of great players in that room. And a team that, you know, particularly you talk about the blue line and guys like Matthew Tkachuk, made for the playoffs. But I mean, if you're asking me to give a nod to the Jets and why, I think it starts in goal. And other than that, it's pretty close to a pick'em between the rest of the talent in both rosters. All I know is I can't wait to see it if it actually happens.
I know. Well, I'll tell you what, though. Paul Maurice, we talked about this. How long ago? A month ago?
Mm-hmm.
Paul Maurice, been through the wars. Jeff Ward, first playoff series. The Jets forwards blow the Flames out of the water. And the only check that I would give the Flames ahead of Winnipeg is their blue line. Flames have a very good blue line. For all those reasons, I think that Winnipeg will win the series in 4. But anything else, Hustler, before we let you go from the Slurpee Capital?
You know what? Funny you speak of Slurpees. We're actually doing, I know Dusty and I have both been doing drafts of fantasy draft, ridiculous things. It started off with the quarantine grocery draft. Then we've gone to some sports topics and some other things. Today, speaking of Slurpees, We were running through the convenience stores with the snack draft. Rod, what's the number one chocolate bar on your power pole? I need to know.
Oh, Henry bought one last night.
Oh, Henry, that's definitely going to be in the top. I imagine Oh, Henry will certainly be off the board in the first few rounds. But hey, we're just having fun. I just heard from Premier Pallister in the last half hour that some of our travel restrictions are going to be eased. So there's no longer a mandatory 14-day quarantine if we leave and come back, if we're going out west. So great news. I think some Manitobans, while we don't have football and hockey, might be able to do a little traveling, and maybe we'll come by your way and say hi to our friends out west.
Fingers crossed, buddy. Fingers crossed. Thanks for coming on and returning the favor, and let's chat again soon, pal.
Be well, Rod. All the best to everyone out there in Saskatchewan.
The great Andrew Patterson joining us from Winnipeg. Hustler, as they call him. Don't ask how he got the name.
I won't.
It was either his subscription as a child or his billiards prowess. You decide.
Subscription as a child.
You don't remember Hustler magazine?
Yeah, but you don't subscribe as a kid. You get somebody older to go buy one and
oh, is that what you did?
Leave it on the front step or whatever.
I guess you're right. But I see people want to talk hockey. That's the one thing. I will say it again. CFL's got to get beaten the drum soon. I do have current players calling me and saying, what's up? Where's the urgency? And while there are things going on behind the scenes, this is what the players are saying. You can damn sure think the fans are saying it too. And so Brady writes in from Saskatoon, Prairie Mobile text line. And we never hit the damn horns again for the quick six show topics. Can we hit them now? Prairie Mobile text line, 840-8777. SaskTel authorized dealer is Prairie Mobile. Hey, Rod, it's Brady. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I may actually get into soccer, NASCAR, and potentially golf until the Big Four returns. It says NASCAR has banned the Confederate flags from all their racetracks. As I said earlier, I can't believe it. They hadn't been long ago. I don't know. I mean, I think the CFL sim, if we were to broadcast the play-by-play just like Dusty did for the Oilers all through the playoffs of a PlayStation 4 game, would be the best thing for the CFL. But there's a farm saying, you can lead a horse to water, but
you can't make him drink.
If they don't want it, there's nothing we're going to do. And I realize it's beyond our control how we're going to do it. We're going to run the sim anyways. Nelson's on that. But fans want to see it. When people are writing in saying, where can we watch these games? They're writing into our Instagram. They're writing into the Facebook show. Where can we watch the games? You have to give people what they want. Did I ever not said that many times to you?
Yeah, you have. And I mean, that applies. I mean, it absolutely applies. And I know you got to pick and choose. And I know my background, you know, comes in branding, and that's what, you know, I'm passionate about. And I'm sure that that's a hang up for the CFL, is officially being attached to the brand of the Doug Flutie's Maximum Football, because it's just not the same production quality as you have with Madden, right? And so you don't want to be seen as second tier. But at the same time, we're in a spot right now where that maybe isn't the focus. You're going to have so many people watching, talking about the Canadian Football League. How did Cody Fajardo do? What were his numbers? Who played? Well, they're talking about your players. They're knowing your players. They might be starting to buy merchandise and jerseys and all those things and getting them excited for a real season. I think that's wildly exciting. And to be honest, if the CFL isn't interested in officially putting their name to it, that's cool. They want to, you know, attach your name to it, attach the show's name to it. Let it get out there. And then it doesn't have to be seen as a CFL product, but it gets everybody talking about the CFL.
John in Winnipeg, John Ohm says, run the sim on Facebook Live. We'd probably do it on Twitch TV. It's very easy, John. You can watch it. You don't even really need an account. You can watch it on Twitch just like you're watching Facebook Live right now.
Yeah.
But that's what we did with the SJHL sim, which was wildly popular. Frankly, where was the SJHL in the pandemic until they started doing the sim in the playoffs? All of a sudden, Hockey Night in Canada is tweeting about it, and CBC National. All the media in Saskatchewan's writing about it. I don't get what the downside is for the CFL. We got so many questions coming in here. I apologize that I can't get to all of them. Steven in Prince Albert says, second tier is better than out of sight. I get what you're saying is the reservations the CFL might have towards this. but they got to do something. Actually, it was Nelson's comment. Can you put it up about the CFL needs to do something or it's going to get lost in the wash? My mind's racing here. I was thinking about the guy that said, how many Grey Cups have the Bombers won? And how do I know that? Why would I know the answer to that? Here's John, or Nelson. CFL has got to get something sorted out or they are going to be lost in the wash of sports. NBA and MLS are playing at Disney World. NHL starting up and back in the news. It's going to be a loud summer in the sporting landscape. There's no doubt. It's getting to be that way now. And so I can name you my Bomber fan friends. And there are many, but most notably Jordy from the Keg, who lives here, but he's very annoying with his Bomber love. But that's fine. The sports doctor, obviously, Bomber season ticket holder, who's begging for a RP show hoodie to wear around Winnipeg, and just a lot of friends there, Bomber alum and so forth. They're good buddies of mine. Everybody thinks that I was such a rider guy, but I would roll around Grey Cup and people would say, hey, I'm a Tiger Cat fan, sorry. And I'm like, I'm just glad you're cheering for somebody. That's the main thing. And as I said off the top of the show, it's funny because now these fans across the league are writing me when I wear rider stuff or write about the riders. They're like, you're not with them anymore. Stop wearing that stuff. Wear CFL stuff. And it's, I think it's cute. I think it's funny. And as one CFL legend said to me, you had to break free of the riders to become the CFL guy. And you've successfully done that. But if I want to wear rider stuff, nobody's going to.
No.
How can they argue with that?
Of course not. It's your team.
Plus, I got a ton of it. I don't want to throw it out.
No, for sure.
Oh,
you got to do it.
This is beauty. Beauty, Rob Hunt. He says, I think we need Rod to be the old Rod and do it and beg for forgiveness. It don't work out so well all the time. Right?
Yeah.
I used to always do it first and then beg for forgiveness. But then they caught on to that after a while. You should see my back from the lashes. The scars are still there. Tanner from White City writes in, hey, Rod, did you guys hear about the Brett Kissel concert yet? It's a drive-in concert at the Brand Center that'll be broadcast over the radio. Yeah, Paul's putting it on. The guys here are putting it on. I've known about it for a week. It's exciting.
Yeah.
I know we got a break. We'll continue this next hour. Hang on. We got Matthew Barnaby with us, and we got questions for him. Good ones about the Sabres. And Hockey Hall of Famer Chris Pronger. And our friends at Great Western have a big, big, big announcement to make. Their CEO, Mike Brennan, will be joining us live from Saskatoon. It's the RP Show, Facebook Live, Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hey, Rod Squad, now you can join the team with your very own RP Show gear. Head to rodpetersonshop.com and get yours today while supplies last. It's just like we wear on the show, official RP Show gear at rodpetersonshop.com.
It's time to change the way we do business.
Because it's time to focus on staying safe and staying healthy.
At Capital GMC, we've taken steps to help customers who are buying, selling, and servicing vehicles.
It's time to shop online, test drive from home, or let us know if you need service work.
We'll pick up your vehicle and return it to you when it's fixed at no extra charge.
It's time to serve our community.
It's time to flatten the curve.
Join us online at capitalgmc.ca.
Stay safe.
Be kind to each other.
And wash your hands.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it. And when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards. They're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.